To access Tolly Suite, you need to enter username and password and then login. To work on cataloging modules, select Cataloging tab. In Tolly Suite, there are three different ways to create a bibliographic record. One is by importing a MAC record from files. Another one is by using external search. And the last is by using templates that you have previously created and setting. About the first, select Load from File. You can import different records in different formats like MAC 21, UniMAC and Onyx. Choose your input methods, choose your file. And load. To see the record added, select View button. This is the first record created in database. To create another record, you can use external search function. In this search are defined some external different library catalogs, like for example Library of Congress. You can do an advanced search or a simple search. Enter your strategies and then search. The system is searching in all above catalogs. This is the result of my search. I select Library of Congress and I select import button to import my record on my database. The system imported the record and this is the identification number. This is my new record. To create a new record, I can use a default template. You can choose the default template from this drop-down menu. To add, modify or delete a template, select Templates. Tolly Suite will open a window with a list of templates. You can define templates for authority record and for bibliographic record. Pay attention, please. Tolly Suite, different from Amicus, doesn't save this record as bibliographic records. They are only simple models. To create a new template, select button New Template. Enter the name of this new model and then add all tags you desire. For example, for name. For example, for title. For example, for subject. And so on. You can see this template as an FRBR entity, for example as manifestation. You can save also as work or an expression. Then select button Save Template and close to return to the list of my templates. I can associate this new template to my user account. This means that each time I select new record, the system will open that template. In HolySuite, you can create a new record by using a default template, choosing it from a drop-down menu, or by using a new record button. Selecting new record button, the system will open a cataloging worksheet that is based on a template that you have previously associated to your user account. The cataloging worksheet includes three sections: one, to add a new tag to your worksheet and to display the FBR entity type, in this case is a manifestation. Another one, it contains a series of mandatory mark fields. The last section contains a list of optional tags that the user can also decide to don't use. To add a new tag, you can enter directly in these fields the tag numbers, for example, and enter the author name. You can select Browse button to verify if the name is present in the index name. Is not present, so I create a new one selecting new heading. I add another subfield to define to the birthday, to associate the birthday. I specify the language and save. Before saving this tag, add the relator tab and save. Then I can add the title. I can select it directly from the model, in this case from here. I enter the book title. I specify the skipping file. And I select Browse button to verify the presence of this title in my database. It's not present, so I select new one. I complete my title. I specify the language and save. I complete this tag adding the author name and save. If I want to add other tags, I can select new tag or enter the tag number in these fields. In this case, I select new tag. The system will show display a series of drop-down menu. The first is to specify the mark category, that is header, name, name title, note, relationship, subject, title. I select in this case, for example, note to add a general note, for example. And I save. I can add another tag, for example, for specify the publisher. Select heading button to go in the publisher windows and define the place. I select Browse button This heading is not present in the publisher heading index, so I create a new one. I specify the language and save. Specify the date and save again. I can add other tags and improve my cataloging worksheet. Otherwise, I can decide to save the record selecting Save Record. This is my new record. In HolySuite, the copy information is not part of the bibliographic description. To access the copy information, click the Holding tab. The copy summary screen will appear, allowing you to add, edit, or delete copy information. For example, select this copy, click on Edit to make some modification, and save. Close to return to the summary screen copy. To add a new copy, select New Copy button. In the Shelf List section, enter your shelf list. Specify the loan type and the location, for example, and then save the copy. The system automatically will assign to this copy the copy number and the barcode number. To associate it to this copy and inventory number, select button Inventory, New, and HolySuite will open the inventory number screen, where I can define the price of this copy and the currency, and add also some notes. And save. HolySuite will assign automatically an inventory number that is 17. To assign an inventory number that is not automatically assigned by the system, you can also use the fields Access Number and save. To return to the copy summary screen, select button Close. In HolySuite, you can express the FLBR relationship between entities, between a resource and name, like person, families, and corporate bodies, between a resource to a resource, so between works, expression, manifestation, and items. In this case, we have an authority record that was saved as a work. So, to create an FLBR relationship, select this tab. In case of work, you have three kinds of different relationship. Core, that means a relation between the works and creator or other person, family, corporate body associated with this work. Primary, that means a relationship between this work and an expression or manifestation. Enhanced, that means a relation between this work and another work, for which you can define other designator, and so on. So, to create, for example, a relationship between these works and its creator, I select Core, Create, and this is designator, Author. Then I select this icon to find my author, that is Carol, and select button Scan. In the index name, I find Carol Hughes, I'll select this heading and create relationship selecting this plus icon. Then I can continue creating other different relationship, for example primary with expression. I'll select this icon. In this case I have the identification number of the record of the expression related to his work, to this work. Select search. The system will show the title of this expression. Selecting plus icon, I can create the relationship. I can continue selecting primary again, expression, to create another relationship with another expression. This is an expression in Italian language. I select plus button. To see my relationship, I can select View FBR tab. So I create a core relationship with the creator, a primary relationship with the expression. I create a last relationship with another work. So I'll search the other work. For example, I can use also the name of the author of the other work. Select search. I select plus button and the relation was created. So selecting View FBR tab, I'll have all relationship between my works and its creator, another expression and another works. In HolySuite you can create an authority record also using the BIAF International Services. To do it, select Load from BIAF. In this window, from this drop-down menu, select which kind of search you have intention to do. For example, to find an author, a person. Enter your strategies and select search button. This is my result. This is the author that is in BIAF services. To import it in my database, select BIAF ID. In this window, select the heading that you have intention to save as 100 mark 21 tag. Then select all cross-reference you have intention to save and have in your authority record, for example this, this, and this, and so on. The same you can do with the tag 500 and with the related works of this author, for example this. And so on. Then you can select Save button and the system has created successful this authority record for James Joyce. This is my authority record.